Kermit, how are you?
Very well indeed, Mr. President. May I be the last to offer congratulations?
Well, you had a lot to do with it, my friend, and I'm awful grateful to you. Two things. One, I told Walter Heller last night through Jack Valenti to tell these task forces if they just got to talk to the newspapers, just go on and talk to them, but don't send me their report. I don't want any report that's been published. So you just see there, all of them get that information. And
I think we got it under pretty close control, Mr. President. Right. I talked to Jack Valenti last night.
I want them to mark their reports and just put them top secret as they can be and give them the numbers just like McNamara does when he turns us over only four of them. And I want them to just be the people that I authorized to have them. I don't want them distributed around to everybody in the country. So when Joe Alsop comes in, why they can show how knowledgeable they are by rearing back and putting a cigar in their mouth and talking big.
Well, the only people who have copies, Mr. President, are the members of the task forces themselves, and we are getting out of telephone calls to reiterate the absolute secrecy that surrounds these things.
You make up the list now and see who Walter Heller is distributing to everybody. By God, he could stop going down a corridor. And he talked to nearly everybody that'll engage him in conversation from Newsweek on up and down.
That has to do with that one task force on revenue sharing.
Yeah,
President, I think we've held the others under very, very control so far, and I got my fingers crossed.
That one I won't stop now. And he says, well, I guess we did make a mistake, but he knows better than this. I begged him not to do it. We've tried to hold as tight as we could. So you just ride herd on that second. We don't want to put any ceiling limitation, but I think that looking at this chart in U.S. News and World Report this week on how the budget's gone up from the last 10 years, from 54 to 64, from 60 to 97, it's pretty well done in blocks of $5 billion. Now, we won't be able to go that much this year and don't want to. We want to try to shove McNamara to cut everything that he can cut safely, and anybody else that can reduce to do it, then we want to find where we can put the bulk of our money, our great society stuff. We want to put in equal employment opportunity and a full employment opportunity. We'll never get full employment, but full educational opportunity too. And bulk of it'll come education. Now, Celebrezze is here, and he tells me that they've gone from $3 billion when Kennedy came in up to 7.1 last year, and now his budget this year is 7.9.
That's right.
And out of that extra 800, he's counting 7.10 for education.
That's correct, Mr. President.
Now, before we firm up that 7.10 figure, we ought to see how much Wirtz is going to need for training and retraining and educational of a kind, of a type, what Shriver's going to do, what in poverty, what we'll do in other incidental programs, I guess atomic energy or whoever has other educational things. We ought to see how much we're putting into the educational budget this year, and we want to talk about our $5 billion roughly, but when we wind up, we hope that McNamara can cut one and we can add a couple more and still keep it under 100.
When you get back, Mr. President, I'd be happy to lay out the figures as we have them now. It's I'm not yet prepared to give up on the goal of under 100, but it's going to be a bitter battle. What is killing us on this is not so much the new programs as the fact that we're beginning to reap the whirlwind on the old legislation, the higher education facilities legislation, which was passed in '63, is going to cost us an awful lot in '66. The new vocational education legislation, which Secretary Celebrezze probably talked to you about, is also going up. We've got this President's Commission on Heart, Stroke, and Cancer, which had a wide-open mandate, and they're urging a great deal more in health research. The commodity programs in agriculture are going to cost more unless we change the legislation. The water resources work, the Corps of Engineers, is going up because of all the new starts we've made. It's going to be a fight, and I've been working essentially on the instructions you've just given me to hold it to the absolute minimum so we can leave some elbow room for the Great Society programs. But I think I ought to warn that it's going to be a lot more difficult this year to stay under that 100 billion ceiling than it was last year. One of the things I've told my staff in the Budget Bureau is to identify any proposal which a department has made which is likely to duplicate a part of the Great Society program and to reserve it so that it can be packaged as a part of the Great Society program. In other words, in cases where we'd have a normal increase in a program, even without the Great Society program, but where it could be incorporated in the Great Society program, we're kind of holding that out to handle it that way so that it can make the total new program look more impressive as a final package.
Now, would you get with the Wirtz and Celebrezze and Schreiber and McNamara? I'm asking them, and you chair this Great Society and Education angle, and see if we don't have any duplications, and see about how far you think we can go within our general hopes and goals.
Very good. I'd be happy to, Mr. President. In these meetings that Bill Moyers and Mike Feldman are conducting, we just started this morning, you know, and we're having a series of program meetings related to the task force reports. There is one on education.
I'm afraid of that. I'm afraid when that many people get together before I see them and before I get to go over them with you, that every professor there will go out and tell about what he told the president.
Mr. President, I'm in Bill Moyers' office, outer office now. We've had two this morning, and in both cases, Bill has read the Riot Act on confidentiality.
Don't make any difference, though. They go talk.
Well, I don't think they will, Mr. President. I think the only one that's leaked was a special case in which the administration took some initiative in talking about it publicly. But I think on the others, if we continue to hold the lid on and talk tough to the people who are participating in these discussions, I think we can hold the lid on. At least we're going to make every effort to.
All right. Well, you get this group together now so you can see what McNamara hopes to do. He hopes to keep 20,000 of these so-called deficient boys and train them in camps. Out of 1,600,000 are no good, don't have training, so they're not ineligible. Rather hopeless. He'll start with 20,000. That's not many, but if he does a successful job, he might do three times that many ultimately. So I would sit down with him, and Celebrezze has already got his 710. Wirtz is talking about 2 or 3 billion his program, and you'll have to see where they don't conflict and how it's divided and how it's operated, and coordinate them before we get too much in firmed up.
I think perhaps what I'd better do, Mr. President, is get together for your use next week a general education paper which pulls out the education work in these four activities and shows how they relate to each other and what the total sum is. Would that be helpful to you?
Yeah, but then I'd get them together and hear their ideas. I want each one of them to have a thorough hearing, and you chair it.
All right.
And you call that meeting, and I'd do it Tuesday or Wednesday. I'll be there through Thursday. I'll be leaving Thursday afternoon, but I'd like to see what comes out of it.
Very good. I'll do that, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Thank you.